Randy?
Oops. Yes.
But, you know, I have a source that
Other thing you have to talk to them is they got a conversation on therapy. That's great. 2 years already, it's been going on for 3 years. I don't know. I've been asleep, I think, with this whole damn thing. But, so, many years ago, it's, we were supposed to own a horse, own a cow, some of the land. What happened 20 years ago? You know, I don't know what happened. I don't think it was the way. I mean, really. See, this one where those are useless because I've had so much time and so many damn people that are really, I think I'm pissed off about the whole damn thing. And I think it's fine. I'm starting to get together and waiting to see how things are, progress. But I can't see any progress in my favor at all. A lot of people here don't feel the same damn way. It's just, anyway. This is similar to what you're looking at here. DEP tells you your car is still being repaired. It can't be fixed. Your $25,000 car is going to have to be taken. But we're going to give you $2,000 for it, okay? How do we feel? It's the same damn thing. Water quality, air quality, I understand. We all need quality air and quality water. But I think compensation is a big part of it. I really do. Let me set it, please. Right. Farming is recognized by sea farm, etc. There's people that have a lot of it. It's okay to have 100 or 200 acres of cattle, right? But all the pollution vapor on the ground. It's fine. But, if anybody tries to have me, I don't want to be farmers here because that's a big part of pollution. For nitrates, whatever. How about septic systems? Being inspected every couple of 3 years, five years or so. It's a very sore subject. We all live in our backyards, and it's not Texas tea blowing out of the ground. Okay. Anyway, that's a sore subject. But anyway, that should be checked. I know lots of systems are failing on running through rivers, etc. Anyway, I think I probably said enough because I don't like the way things are going with the rules and regulations. I don't think you take them into consideration. Stealing against the law, I think. I mean, until they take your car for pollution, so I'll give you a couple of cents on the dollar, you probably won't feel it. But it affects me, my family, and this point of view, I'm upset about it. Except for 1986, my property taxes were $3,000. Last year I sold my property taxes for $10,000. The simple formula is, when they build a house in Warren County, the average tax is $10,000. The average house has two kids, and just the kids are costing you $18,000. Every house in Warren County has a negative impact on your town's property tax of $8,000. The 5,000 homes that have been built in the last 10 years or so, in Warren County, cost us about $32 million a year. That's simple math. That's why my property taxes went up. That's why the residents out here went up. Everyone that's up above, look upstream. Those 300 or 400 houses they built, and the chemical truck, and the pesticides, and the crap that they're dumping on the lawn, that's what you're washing your kids in. When you turn on the tap and bring up water that's polluted like the wells up off the end in Independence,
We've had a sea worm in this state all my life. My predecessor before me was my family. Back in the 1800s, we can document. Now farmed by my son. His equity has dropped to zero because of this legislation.
With a few data sets of Warren County stuck in 1974, it is largely a fair and scholarly application. Additionally, I would urge the Council to address and map no contamination sites in the Highlands. A particular concern are the realities of unremediated Superfund sites, which warrant more scrutiny and stringent planning. Since fractal karst limestone aquifers are the highest value water resource and the most vulnerable to rapid dispersion of contamination and sinkhole activity when disturbed, I ask the Council to recognize karst limestone as a high value resource in the RMP and develop strong policies to be protected against contamination and calcium erosion activities in the overlay. I particularly urge the Council to develop stringent policies concerning development proposals of unremediated Superfund site overlay. Specific to the Washington Borough MP3 model for town center development, there is weakness in the model for not clearly addressing the realities of being the long-term home of the unremediated Cohatcon Superfund site with all its TCE and PCE water contamination and vapor intrusion. In doing so, you would be offering a better model for responsible development in the Highlands. Warren County Environmental Commission would be happy to work closely with both the Highlands Council and Washington Borough to proactively address the extensive TCE and PCE issues and the emerging documentation of TCE vapor intrusion challenging and threatening residents' well-being. In this realm and others, there is much need for cooperative, consistent interfacing with other state bodies through memorandum arrangements for responsible implementation success. Lastly, I commend the Council for being responsive to local public participation as evidenced in your recognition of the importance of agriculture to Warren County's unique community of economics in the land capability map, policies, and grant supports. I urge you to continue your efforts to move the legislature to extend the Garden State Preservation Trust, enact a water consumption fee mechanism dedicated to open space, and give a broader receiving area base to the TDR tool for fair and just compensation where it is warranted. I look forward to continue participating in the public process and workings of the Council applied to Warren County as implementation of a regional master plan moves forward. I thank you and commend you for a job well done. I am convinced that what you have offered in this regional master plan is a good place to start. I applaud your valiant effort and look forward to working with you in the days ahead.
Thank you. Jacob Phillip. The next speaker would be Andrew Dreiser.
Agriculture? How
hearing fees and application fees to the town. And the whole process was stopped by the Lyons Act. And this is not, you know, there's people here, I heard them say, you know, like it's an investment, so you should forget about it. Well, you know, they started farming my grandfather's farm back in 1947 when I was 12 years old with a tractor with iron wheels. And after I got out of school, I tried to make a living from it. And I tried that for about 5 years, but I had to have a second job in order to support the farm. But I became lazy there. And that's how I made my living. But what's left of it, it was originally 120 acre farm. It's now 16 and a half acres, and that's what we tried to subdivide. As far as this act goes, I mean, the legislation that was put forward, of course, by special interests and corrupt political politicians, it's got to be overturned. And, you know, people in the state got to realize that. And we put an ad in the paper that warned everybody, was in the Longtime Daily Record, that this was coming, that, and we paid for it ourselves. Now they're going to, you know, this is happening in the planning area, but the horrible, stringent rules that were created by the DEP are now going to be put in place, I guess, by this plan. I haven't had a chance to look at it, so, you know, I don't know how much of it was in here, but you should not be pressing any of these stringent rules on people in the planning area. That's a horrible thing to do. And I certainly hope that you give that a second thought. One thing you could do would be just to withhold this plan and not finalize it until there is money in place, until the legislature has corrected these problems. And the DEP, actually, half of them should probably be eliminated because they're just sitting there collecting money. They're probably going to have the loans they're doing. Also, one other thing. I was around when there was a lot less trees than there are now. I mean, back in the 40s, you know, there was open fields all around. And even where there's developments, they're growing up with trees all over the place. So, you know, I think the whole thing's a lot of nonsense. And there's things that could be done, a practical thing, to preserve water, to collect water, and make it clean. And you don't have to do this. And I really think you should give it some thought.
I'm not going to be allowed to do that anymore. problem that we have with our forests is that there are individually owned parcels. This is a horrible thing, according to this report. Why do all of us, we only own 20 acres of the forest? This is causing the forest management problem. Well, that's what I love. Taxes are high in New Jersey, and any of us who owns 20 acres of forest have got a local management plan that we adhere to so we can have farm assessment. Somehow, all the professional work that we're paying to have done, get inspected every year, break it out of that out there, that must be working because this day, it's causing the problem. And this managed forest are the result of having individual ownership. I'm deeply frightened by an argument that discourages individual property ownership. Comes right out and says it's a problem. That frightens me. I think we have to scrap the plan. The more I read it, the more I read the few technical reports that have been released, it's frightening. It's absolutely terrifying. I think we have to go back to the one scrap it, go back to what the legislation said. I hate the Highlands Act. I think it's unconstitutional. Horrible thing that I've done. It needs severe modifications. But let's start with doing what the Highlands Act said to do. The first time I came here to comment, as I mentioned, off the top of my head, 11 things in the Highlands Act that were dictated that were completely and totally ignored in this master plan. I've had more since then. I've got more things that are overriding things that are specifically in the Highlands Act, contradicting things that are in the Highlands Act. After you go back and do what the Highlands Act says, I think we have to also identify the things from your point of view. We already have, but you guys need to make a list of the things that need to be changed in the Highlands Act in order for it to work. And it's not just compensation, that's what you do. I think it was way deeper. I've had lots of bills sitting already to go. And I think you're going to come up with the same list of things that she already has. That needs to be addressed. There's absolutely no point in wasting it. Your time, my time, and my money for you guys to sit there producing reasonable things of paper. Of course, you're recouping some of them by actually selling them out there. That was a good thought. But there's no point in going any further with it until those issues are brought back to our partners. Thanks.
My name is Devlin, and I'm commenting on a couple of the other hearings. I'm trying to say the different subject to comment on. Most of us have taken at least a half a day off to be here. Be a lot of comment. Only 3 minutes. Thanks, John, for putting us being a little more lenient in the last couple of hearings. What I'd like to address is the plan that you guys have out here. You want to see what the state, you want to see how smart you guys are and how smart the state is when it comes to planning. When you get on 57, I want you to drive towards Phillipsburg. You're going to come to a municipality called Greenwich. The environmental people have used this area, the development that Toll Brothers did right outside of Home Depot as a poster child for what's going on in the Highlands. What the municipalities are doing. It's not what the municipalities are doing. Greenwich Township did not want that there. The state of New Jersey and the Planning Commission in Trenton and the folks in Keller put that there. They doubled the density of houses. They railroaded that into Greenwich Township. You have some hope. Devin Pasquale, your committee, you gotta listen to what she has to say about how the state plans. Because they don't plan very well. A perfect example is the way down the river. Blind of the line. You guys went forth and you said you're going to be blind to the line as you come up with a regional master plan. I took that to maybe perhaps the wrong way, but my idea of blind to the line is you start with a blank piece of paper with nothing on it. In this case, you should have started with a map that simply showed you streams, bodies of water, and maybe some highways or old roads for landmarks. That should have been your blind to the line. What we have in the plan, look at the bodies of water. top of any, we did develop a little bit further in detail and actually were blind to the blind in many instances for the rest of the region. However, that only proves that when the legislators legislated this, their lines were purely, purely political. There was no science to anything that they did. There's limited science to what you guys did. Looking for technical reports, we've had testimony of some of the people that have the opportunity to review the technical reports. Most of them are still non-existent. Which tells me you don't have a technical report. You created a plan based on where there were already houses and based on where there was already development, and now you're going to try to come up with science to back it up. Brad Campbell, former commissioner of the DEP, was at Harmony Township about a year ago, and there was a power plant. Wilson River had a spill and contaminated the Delaware River. Brad was there, and I asked him, where's he getting the science for the problem? Had to want to give me a very quick off-the-cuff approach. His comment was, we're creating a science that we go. That's all that has to be in a courtroom. We'll just create whatever science we want. You guys have a lot higher, so they won't create whatever science you want. Blind or blind? You can't just go and be blind of the line and say, well, look at the one goal here, the Muskinet on watershed. How can that go right on top of the Muskinet on river on one county, the other county? I can't do anything here. Looking through your plan, I go from one section to the other. I try to reference technical reports that don't exist. It's hard for anyone here to comment on the technical reports that don't exist, on a plan that refers to things that don't exist. I know this is a draft plan, and I know you're trying to come up with something to make it better. Marcia made a comment that I agree with. It ignores the legislative intent. I don't agree with that concept, but that's what's here. At least use it as a guideline. You'll totally and completely, blatantly ignore the legislative intent to do what the legislators want. Up to and including, Colonel said, a week before this thing was out, thought the week was either I got in it, thought the week certain things were going to happen, certain things were going to be in there. The people that damn well wasn't make that meeting. He didn't invite Parker. He didn't invite the Department of Ag to participate, and that's what happened the last couple of weeks of that plan. Imagine her, one of your people, one of your council, imagine his surprise when he walks in and says, what is this mess? That's not one that one works. That's one period.
I'm Julie Summers, Executive Director of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. The Coalition believes that the Regional Master Plan is off to a good start. Draft RFP policies and the Land Use Capability Map made significant strides toward implementing the mandate of the Highlands Water Protection Plan Act to protect the Highlands water, forests, wildlife, farmland, and other resources. However, we are taking advantage of this opportunity to make recommendations for changes essential to making the RFP work, both in mapping and in policy. We are also keenly cognizant that this draft is missing precise standards required for municipalities to conform to the plan, and does not make a recommendation on density in areas of the Highlands that will be served by septic. Therefore, these comments must be considered incomplete. While the draft RFP reads like a conservative and protected document, we look forward to the release of critical elements, including the technical reports that have not yet been released, digital data links, done the right thing by mapping nearly 65% of the highlands as appropriate for the protection zone, nearly 200,000 acres of which lie in the planning area. This reinforces the coalition's position that the planning area has substantial environmental resources deserving of protection. Please do not lose sight of that fact. Protecting these resources protects the watersheds that provide water to more than 5.4 million of New Jersey's residents. That said, the land use capability map as it presently exists does not make crystal clear or emphasize the relationship between the draft's RMP policies and the map, particularly in the purple or lavender planning community zone. While the solution may be as simple as making a notation on a map, or may require you making changes to the map, there must be a way to ensure that anyone reviewing the map understands that wetlands, stream and river corridors, steep slopes, floodplains, and other environmental features are protected and not open to development, and that historic, cultural, and scenic resources will be protected, even where they are present in the planned community zone. The Highlands Act is about protecting the water supply for the future of the state, most particularly the water that drives the economy of New Jersey. That water makes up all or part of the water supply used in Burlington, Bergen, Camden, Essex, Gloucester, Hudson, Hunterdon, Mercer, Middlesex, Monmouth, Morris, Passaic, Somerset, Sussex, Union, and Warren counties. That's 16 of the state's 21 counties. And those are the counties with the majority of the state's residents and a huge percentage of the state's economy. What's happening here is critical for the future of the region and New Jersey. However, the draft plan does not yet achieve the mandates of the Act. It does not include policies and standards for the restoration and enhancement of impairments and deficits. It does not lay out clearly how to prevent future harm to the region. The water quality and quantity standards of the draft RMP should be stronger than the regulations of NJDEP wherever scientifically justifiable. After all, we wouldn't even have the Act if DEP's regulations had been successful in protecting the resources of the highlands in the first place. There is a lot of new data that needs to be collected by the Council on issues such as well pumping's effect on the region's aquifers, how groundwater pumping affects nitrate pollution, how fast groundwater pollutants are traveling because of pumping. Where water availability is limited, which we now know is in much of the highlands, the Council must prioritize who is going to get water first, where, and for what purposes. The growth priorities of the water service area outside the highlands must be considered by the Council, in addition to the highlands region itself. Finally, I ask everyone to remember that anyone who says to you that they can no longer develop their property is not correct. Everyone with a vacant lot can build a home or sell their property so that someone else can build a home there. Today, there are close to 25,000 of those vacant lots in the highlands. That's a lot of new home building that could still be built in the highlands, and it is all exempt from this Highlands Act. These are just the beginning of our comments. We have concerns about the proposed
educational.
Second, I'd like to thank Congressman Garrett's representative for fighting to secure $10 million in funding to start, but unfortunately, $10 million doesn't go very far towards just compensation for what we estimated over $22 billion of lost property value in the Highlands. I'm a member of the Independent Statute Planning Board. Independent Statute is a poster child of what is wrong with the Highlands Act and this regional master plan. The Highlands Act put water and sewer areas of our township in the no-build preservation area and our most environmentally sensitive lands in the planning area. What sense does that make? If the Highlands Act is really about preserving water, what sense does it make to put water and sewer land on one side of the street in preservation and water and sewer land on the other side of the street in planning? Now, if we opt into the master plan, which puts our whole township in preservation or conservation zones, you take away all our future commercial, office, age-restricted rentals in a water and sewer zone. How are we to meet our code requirements? How is this fair to the affected property owners or our taxpayers? And as we lose rate rolls and tax appeals, how are we to continue to provide essential services without drastically raising taxes and forcing more people out of New Jersey? Or is that really the goal here? Many people, they think that they're not affected adversely by this act, master plan, because they're exempt, or perhaps because they're in the planning area. Well, yes, the Highland Act states that certain properties are exempt, like the lady just mentioned. But then, why is the council and or the DEP requiring exempt properties to apply for exemption certificates, pay application fees, do expensive studies for hydrology, endangered species, historic sites, scenic attributes, etc., etc., only to find out at the end, before getting an exemption certificate, that they are required to sign a conservation easement de-restricting their property in perpetuity from any further disturbance, such as cutting weeds, increasing lawn area, trimming trees, and allowing inspections by the DEP or whatever charitable conservancy they assign, such as the Sierra Club, perhaps. Why? The legislation doesn't require this. Plus, the Highlands Act may change in the future, but a deed restriction doesn't. How is this fair? And what about the name? That's a bit of a selfish shout. My mind goes back to a beautiful house I spent much of my childhood in. The state acquired that property as part of the state forest expansion, didn't maintain that beautiful house, and tore it down. Now, if you're in a preservation area and your land has been devalued by 80 to 90%, the state can now buy your land cheaply. You may say, well, wait a minute, the papers say they have to give you pre-Highlands value. That's only a starting point for negotiations. After 5 years from adoption of the Act, the lesser value of pre or after Highlands Act applies. Which one do you think will apply to you? And what about the person sitting on a quarter acre lot in a town center? If your town opts into the master plan, where is that high density housing going to go? It might just be where your house used to be. I don't have time to get into the loss of jobs and businesses and agriculture that this act will cause. But one more point about opting into this master plan. The state says they will defend, but not indemnify, your municipality against lawsuits over the state and progress. If the tide turns, and property rights eventually prevail, and you opt in, who will be left holding the bag? very good people and municipalities who have conserved this environment. If Hyman's water is so critical to the general public, then the general public should be paying for it, and the property owners should receive just compensation for giving up their property rights. Another speaker said that too many people take water for granted. That is true, but also too many people take liberty for granted, and the fact that property rights are a basic cornerstone of our liberty. The Hyman's Act, the Master Plan, and the DEP regs trample on the Bill of Rights. Over 200 years ago, we fought a revolution, in large part in New Jersey, to protect our rights, and yes, indeed, our property rights. It seems here in the islands, we've come full circle. Once again, we've become the colonists, second-class citizens, to be exploited by the heavily populated Democrat areas of the state, without just compensation, and by His Majesty the State of New Jersey and its bureaucracy. I hope you'll join us in fighting.